Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Sophie's Choice, a drunk baby, and an Ace Cosby joke of the day. They're coming up right after this.
To be honest, I'd never heard of the first bank that treats you like your mom and dad.
This gentleman came into our bank and said quite openly that he'd never heard of the first bank that treats you like your mom and dad. We suspected he hadn't been listening very carefully.
I needed a car loan, and I wanted to see what the first bank that treats you like your mom and dad could do for me.
We told him that money doesn't grow on trees.
The loan officer asked me a few simple questions.
I asked the man the standard questions, like, where were you last night, and do you think we are made out of money?
And to make a long story short, they gave me the car loan.
We gave him the loan, but we made him feel pretty guilty about it.
The people at the first bank that treats you like your mom and dad were firm, but loving.
Since we gave him the loan, he hasn't been in. He hasn't called. Maybe we'll see him at Christmas.
Member FDIC PTA.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's a Josh Arnold.
All right.
There's Sophie.
Hello.
Yeah, she's here. That's Christy's some relation to her. There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
Manning the track phone hotline, hot phone. There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning, Chick.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Thanks for joining us, Sophie. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Sophie, daughter of Christy.
Yes.
Allegedly.
No, it's real.
Sophie.
You're one of the two children, supposedly, that she's had.
Yes.
What everyone wants to know is, who do you love more, your mom or dad?
I love them both equally.
That is a lie.
Yep, not true.
Oh, Sophie's Choice.
Read your diary.
Sophie's Choice, yes.
But really, kind of by definition. Right now, it's time to remind everyone why we're here. And for the first time today, we would like to present some comedy. Here in the Bob and Tom
Three
program.
3 hours, but okay.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you please.
Who's that sexy man with a deep voice? Mm. Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
I want to start off the year teaching you something.
Please.
All right. Now, before crowbars were invented, crows had to drink at home.
Is that right?
See, that threw me. You were holding your pen up.
I know, right?
Me too. Prop.
Oh,
I can see why, because crows and real pens.
You're a real carrot top over
George
there.
George Burns used to hold a cigar, right?
Yeah. Jack Benny had the violin. Yeah.
Well, that's
Chick, did you find George Burns funny?
No, I didn't.
You did.
Gracie was pretty funny, I thought.
I think George would agree that she was the funniest.
Yeah, she was very funny.
But when George would do his one man...
Then he'd do a song?
Yeah.
Bicycle Bigfoot, too. There's a song.
You didn't care for
it? No.
Yeah,
my old Kentucky.
I never got
when the Oh God movie came out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
John Denver?
I thought it just anyone.
John Denver.
Hey, look, it's John Denver.
I just didn't get it, and I thought I'm.
Did you bother to watch Oh God Book Two or
no,
Oh God You Devil?
No,
the third.
Did you?
I watched all three. Really?
I just felt like an outsider. That why everyone is going to see this on purpose? they don't have anything better to do in their lives. Chick once had a great line. We talked about sometimes you're at a movie, you look up and you go, wow, that's like a beautiful day, and they wasted their time filming this.
They could have played catch at a picnic.
Yeah, they could have had some fun.
They could have done anything.
I have to watch. I just hated that movie.
Okay.
Sure, I watched him as a kid. I couldn't tell you.
I liked the first one. It was cute.
Were you stoned? What was going
on? No, I wasn't stoned.
Drunk?
No.
No, she never drank or did drugs.
That's right.
Of course.
Oh. She was clearly sober when Sophie was conceived.
That is definitely not true.
Oh, ew.
You're a drunk baby.
Drunk baby.
You never heard the story about the bingo night? No.
It was a bingo night?
No, it was actually a Monte Carlo night.
You should have named her Monte or Bingo.
It was a Monte Carlo night at a
Carlo or Carla.
God, this is my nightmare. Please stop.
Give me another Sophie, things were different before, and before, coincidentally, that's what your mom hit on before she got so drunk.
Actually, we were playing blackjack when, yeah, it was a nice night.
That's a push. You know that's exactly a push.
I know exactly. That, yeah.
Wow. That's interesting.
How about that?
This isn't, who's the famous person? Oh, it was like Margot Hemingway was named after some fancy perfume. No, some champagne.
Ernest
Hemingway.
Like
Chateau Margaux.
Oh, really? Because they were drinking Chateau Margaux?
Yeah, okay. Tom.
We were drinking Chateau Budweiser.
Margaux Hemingway was named after Hemingway.
Isn't that something?
Oh,
yeah. My middle name is Bud Light.
So. Yeah.
Well, it's time now to, speaking of Hemingway, of course, many heroic activities during World War One. We have an odd story from the New York Post about this would be technically munitions from World War One.
I should have given this story to Sophie because she's the one who has the French background.
Well, hand it to her.
There you go, Soph.
All right.
You can probably pronounce that hospital correctly.
Better than I could.
A hospital in France was evacuated after...
Oh, you're rushing. You're rushing. Take your time.
Oh, my God.
Just hit him.
I know you can't keep up, Josh. But...
I am very dumb.
After an octogenarian arrived with a World War I artillery shell lodged in his rectum, the 88-year-old patient visited Hospital Saint-Mousse in Toulon to have the explosive removed.
Well. Welcome to Saint-Mousse!
So let's just slow down here, as Josh says. This guy's 88 years old, and he's got a bit of
an explosive
ordnance in his ass.
Wow.
Here we go. A hospital spokesperson stated that the incident required the intervention of bomb disposal personnel and the evacuation of the facility. According to the New York Post, bomb disposal experts determined that the missile was a collector's item.
Oh, they're making a movie of this, you know. It's called The Fart Locker.
I thought it was going to be The Squirt Locker.
Saving Ryan's privates.
The Butthurt Locker.
Doctors were then able to surgically remove the object, which measured almost 8 inches long and more than 2 inches wide.
Wow. That's massive. There's never
I bet that felt real good.
I mean, Well, here's the most surprising part. It is believed the man inserted the explosive into his rectum for sexual pleasure.
Well,
I never could have guessed that. So,
I mean, you suppose this, the guy's so old, his eyesight was bad, and he confused his... ordnance collection with his dildos, or now my dad fought in the big war.
How old is he? 88.
Yeah, 88. That's
He could have been. He could have been a World War II veteran, but certainly not. Right.
Well,
one.
Yeah,
but yeah.
No, if he was a World War I veteran, he'd be.
No. I know that he's not a World War I. We've done the math on that. Boy.
Well, if you're 88, he might have just been like, always wanted to try this. Might as well do it now.
I always want to feel, I always want to know what trench warfare felt like.
We have a song, Pat.
Stuck in me. I got the shell in my ass from 1923. The ambulance is on its way. I wanted some fun. So I took an artillery shell from WW1 and shoved it up my bum. Now it's there to stay. One other verse? Let's just try it. I'm 88, and I thought an 8-inch shell would probably feel great. Now it's stuck up there, causing a bomb scare. Studio fade.
World War One, by the way.
Don't do the math. It was over,
over
18.
Long before
it doesn't rhyme.
23.
No, it did not.
I did.
I think
not. It ended in 1918.
They found it afterwards.
He found it in the fields.
1923. Yeah, there's still.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Was the, do they know, I mean, once they got it out, was there still, was it still active ordinance? Was there?
I don't know.
Wow. Every once in a while you hear about that, someone has some antique thing and it explodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my grandmother.
Oh, your grandma explodes?
Yeah, she had diarrhea. That was
weird. And he put it in his rectum. At least the old joke. Rectum damn near killed everybody.
I like the at the end.
It was fine.
You got to have that. Yeah. You talk about fire in the hole.
Talk about it. Boy.
That is just weird.
It looks like a big, it looks like a really big bullet. Have you seen it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, this You're is right. The only way I can feel something anymore.
I've done so much in my life.
Who's that Ooh. Guy?
That's an old French guy. Okay. He's got All a cigarette, right. maybe, okay. a little hat on.
Sure.
I didn't know there were pictures of it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Apparently he's recovering well and in good health.
I would have thought it would have been bloodier.
Well, in this picture, they show that it's in the doctor's hand. It is huge. Wow. Yikes. Looks like a rocket.
Boy.
Anyway.
No. Let's not be... This guy's a hero, all right? He probably won a brown heart or something. So let's all try to be respectful. Not all home runs, you know.
Sure, no. Chris, got a good man,
nice,
man on
nice
base.
Clean single. There's nothing wrong with that.
Ugh. God.
Oh, yeah. My. What's that picture?
No, that is the actual one.
Well,
the
that's
one I had was a stock
ridiculous.
Image now that I look at it.
Boy,
yeah.
I hope that's rust.
Yeah, that's the thing. I saw the same one.
Can't be good.
Yeah, that is just, wow.
Oh, my Lord.
That's gigantic.
You know, bomb disposal experts at the scene determined there was little possibility that the shell would explode inside the man.
Okay.
Well, yikes. That's a little possibility yeah. doesn't mean none.
Yeah.
Right.
Boy. Talk about silent but deadly. Thank you, Sophie.
Oh, they're making a movie about it.
Oh.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, a joke no one will get.
Okay.
Go ahead. It's called All Quiet in the Western Rear.
Well, we get it.
Maybe Eastern Rear.
Or the Central, yeah.
It was, you know, the famous book. All Quiet in the Western Front.
Western Front, well, yeah. Eastern Rear would be...
The opposite.
Oh, yeah. Should it be the Eastern Rear?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe
what about
it's just
Western
not funny.
Butt?
Oh, no, there's no... yeah, there, it wasn't funny. No.
They can't all be hung up
beside that.
That was like a bunt. That was a nice bunt.
Okay, sorry. Probably a good time to
Move
switch
on?
Gears here. Now. Are you going to do a story, Christy?
Which one?
I don't know.
I'll do one. It's okay to take your sex doll to South Korea. South Korea has formally lifted the ban on the import of full-body sex dolls.
About time.
Hundreds of sex dolls have been seized by the Korean Customs Service. The custom officials said they are still likely to hold more than the 1,000 sex dolls that had been sent to South Korea since 2018. But
wow.
Apparently, if you order a new one, you're allowed to bring it
so
into the country.
So they want people to buy local?
I guess.
Right. They want them to buy the homemade... Made in South Korea sex dolls?
It's
the imported ones, that's what's bothering them?
Apparently, but not anymore.
What does a South Korean redneck sound like?
I'm not doing it.
Nobody answer.
Don't even touch it.
Well, John used to work
I'm
in
I'm tired
South
of these
Korea.
Damn foreign sex dolls coming over here, taking all of our jobs. Except translated into Korean. I'm sure there are rednecks in all cultures, right?
Sure, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course. Yeah.
Did you ever know when you lived in South Korea, did you ever meet someone you would consider to be kind of a redneck?
Yeah, but I, you know, they weren't, it was different. You know, it was different.
Did you see?
He's over there.
Did you see the
watching me sip worm?
Yeah, you're walking on thin ice.
It's like that scene in A Beautiful Mind when you can see all the math equations, but it's just all the different ways you could get fired.
Yeah.
Did you see that picture from the news conference when they announced this? This is an actual
oh
picture.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, there
that
she
looks
is.
Like a little girl that got haunted in a movie.
It does. It's not cool.
No.
Why would they have one of the sex dolls at the press conference?
Well, they like the examples.
Equal time.
I guess.
No. Now,
I'm not sure what
ma'am,
you're
do you have anything to say about this?
No, in the Japanese, have you ever seen the Japanese?
They needed one woman in the room.
You might as well have one that can't talk. Saves a lot of time. The, you ever seen those Japanese sex dolls?
No, what are those like?
Oh, they're looking at me.
All of the naughty parts are blurred.
Speaking of that, researchers in Japan report a link between low sex drive and early death in men.
Huh.
Scientists at Yamagata University analyzed data on nearly 21,000 people over the age of 40. They found that all causes of death were significantly higher among men who lacked sexual interest.
I mean, there are guys with low sex drive.
There are guys who lack sexual interest. I didn't know that existed.
Huh. I wonder what the correlation is here.
I don't know. That's all I have. I don't know.
Wild
speculation.
Yeah, no real facts here.
No, the data suggests that those that have low sex drives tend to not live as long in the male population. I think that's kind of interesting.
Because they're not emptying their prostate, right?
You do need to.
You do need to.
Use it.
And
yes.
Conversely, I mean, look, nothing can kill Harvey Weinstein, apparently.
What do you want to happen to the show?
I will not have you besmirch a misunderstood hero.
Genius. You don't have to do that for him.
No, did you see, no, we don't.
That reminds me, did you see the Bill Cosby story?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
What's he up to?
What's he doing today?
Well, Bill Cosby says he might return to touring in 2023.
This is terrible. This is evil. And yes, if he asks, I will open for him.
Cosby, now 85, was convicted, of course, in Pennsylvania back in 2018 of a criminal sexual assault charge. He was released in 2021 following nearly 3 years in prison after the conviction was overturned by the state Supreme Court. Cosby's rep, Andrew Wyatt, confirmed to Variety that the comedian is, quote, looking at spring, summer to start touring.
How'd you like to be that guy?
Earlier this month, though, five women filed a new sexual assault lawsuit against NBC and Bill Cosby, so good luck. Bill.
This is Andrew Wyatt. I represent Bill Cosby. Hello?
Hello?
I mean, what a problematic thing that would be to buy a ticket. I did see that the tickets, they're going to be low. Have you seen this?
No, I didn't see
this.
They're
going to be $25 with a 10-drink minimum.
Every day I give thanks to God. I was born a man instead of abroad. When Oprah comes on, I turn off the TV. I don't shave my legs. I stand up to pee. I go to a barber, not a beauty salon. Don't pluck out my eyebrows just to draw them back on. Don't wax my pubes so I can wear shorts. I use my turn signal. I understand sports. Man, I'm glad I'm a man, man. Tell you the reason I am. I don't go through a phase every 28 days. Man, I'm glad I'm a man. I pay cash at the grocery, no checks or coupons. Don't take along a friend when I go to the John. I don't throw a fit when I break a nail. I don't buy a lot of shoes just because they're on sale. I don't apply makeup in my rearview mirror. I don't think of Bambi when I'm out hunting deer. I drink beer from a bottle and not from a glass. I don't ask my friends about the size of my ass. Man, I'm glad I'm a man, man. Tell you the reason I am. I don't face the pain of water weight gain. Man, I'm glad I'm a man. Let me tell you, ladies, listen to me, ladies. I love those things inside of your blouse. I love your pretty faces, your warm and soft embraces. But if I had my own two boobs, I'd never leave the house.
I was getting ready for a date. I don't play with dolls unless they inflate. When someone asks my age, I never lie. After sex in bed, my spot's always dry. I don't read about orgasms in Vogue magazines. I don't mind if my dates try to get in my jeans. I don't spend a fortune on French lingerie. This is the same underwear I wore yesterday. Man, I'm glad I'm a man, man. Tell you the reason I am. I don't take a pill, I don't use Massengill. Man, I'm glad I'm a man. Man, I'm glad I'm a man, man. Tell you the reason I am. I find Michael Bolton completely revolting. Man, I'm glad I'm a man.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.